Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There is a storm on social media at the moment, and it is all about the Blue Lake Public Golf Links. Bill Burley joins me on the line this morning for a chat. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How you going, mate?
I am fantastic. Bill, you are on the pages of the front page of the Border Watch today. What's going on?
Oh, look, unfortunately, the course is running at a loss, and a reasonable loss. And, you know, with that, they have to find an avenue of finance to sustain it over the period of time. And unfortunately, with that, we as of June 30th, we don't longer have a lease with the building with the Queen Elizabeth Park Trust as a sublease.
Now, you guys have been part of the Limestone Coast community for 15 years now, from what I understand, mate.
Oh, look, yeah. It was a dream of mine, I suppose, one day to manage a golf course. It's been something I've been involved with for 37 years and took a massive risk to leave Kimberly Clark on a very good wage, I must admit, at the time to purchase a business and start a business from basically, I suppose, the golf course was here, but there was no bistro open. Mm. To open up a business and function room and then turn it into a bistro and a place where people can gather.
Billy, the outpouring of support on social media, has that surprised you?
Well, I'm overwhelmed by it, but I suppose, to be honest, the way I was feeling Monday night, you and I actually appreciate the support that I got because I wasn't in a good place. So, I just don't know what to say, really. It's still hard to fathom. It's still hard to comprehend. I know the lead up to it. I knew something bad was going to happen. I knew we weren't going to offer the lease. And the talk was, no lease, and they were feeling sorry for myself and my family, and you know, unfortunately, that doesn't sit well with me. But the support has been amazing. Phone calls from people from all over Australia, not just Mount Gambier, just can't believe. And they understand the situation, and I explain it to them, and I'm quite honest with it. But I think, hopefully, there's a lesson learnt.
Bill, I was amazed at the decision, I've got to tell you, and from working with you over the course of 15 years, I know how much of a community-minded bloke you are and how much you've done for the Limestone Coast community, not just with events, but with things that have gone on at the club rooms. And to think that is all going to end is a tragedy. One thing you are going to be doing, though, is one final hurrah, I suppose, and helping out the Nangwari Footy Club.
Yeah, look, we're running a big golf day. In between that, we've got Billy Brown. We'll see you next week on Thursday night. So proceeds from that will go to Nangwari. We're building it slowly. We've got $1,500 in the coffers and my target's $20,000. The following week, we've got a big night. The boys from the Bounce, Danny Frawley and Jason Dunstall will be here on the Wednesday, the 20th of March. And then on Friday, the 12th of April, we're running a big golf day, celebrity golf day. We've got, drop some names here, you. We've got Jason Ackermanis. We've got Brendan Goddard, Ben Dixon from Hawthorn, former player. Greg Ritchie, former Test cricketer, very funny man, will MC a couple of nights, and also Danny Frawley is going to come back and support it, along with Gary Simpson, a former PGA professional.
Billy, for anybody who wants to get involved with these events, how can they do that?
Look, just give us a ring, even though the phone's been running hot the last couple of days. I'm not sure I really want them to ring today, but once the dust settles, I suppose. But yeah, just one thing, I suppose, one point I want to make is like this place was built for community purposes, and that's one thing that was instilled in me when I took on this job, that we're here for the community, and that's one reason why I suppose I gave back to community so much. It was, I thought, if I'm going to have commercial benefits from this place, I suppose, and it's here for community purposes, that's the reason why I'm so generous, I suppose, because I'm lucky and fortunate enough to run a business on a community piece of land. So, be that as it may, I think I've held up my end of the bargain, and unfortunately, I've paid the ultimate price because a golf course, which a lot of golf courses don't run at a profit, have to walk away.
Billy, you have done sensational things for the Limestone Coast community. I, for one, want to say thank you for it. If you would like to know more about Bill's situation at the moment, there is a fantastic article on the front page of the paper today. Bill, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Cheers, cheers.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.